is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's a Sports Friday with Eric Sawyer III. I'm just waiting for Mr. Sawyer to get into studio. Good morning, everyone. I have a quick notice from the Guardian. The deadline has been extended, calling all junior and senior high students. You could win a brand new iPad for the new school year. Enter the Plato Alpha Design essay competition. All you have to do is write a strong and convincing essay on the topic, what does going digital mean to you? For junior high students, your word limit is 1,000 words. For senior high students, your word limit is 1,500 words. To enter, email your essay along with your name, school, and grade level, as well as your parents' contact information. Email alpha@platoalpha.com by September 30th. The winners will be announced on Guardian Radio next month. The winner for each category walks away with a brand new iPad. Again, the deadline has been extended to September 30th. It's the Plato Alpha Essay Competition, powered by Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Again, the deadline has been extended. You still have time to get involved. Good morning, everyone. It's a Sports Friday, so let's get into sports news. Here's a rundown of stories throughout the last week. We're going to take a look at the second week of play in the NFL and the lineup for the third week. Got some NBA news. I got a question on the table right away. What's going on with Kai Jones? Let's get started. Story from the Nassau Tribune, 18th of September, 2023. BOC, that's Bahamas Olympic Commission officers elected. While President Romel Knowles, Secretary General Deron Donaldson, and newly elected treasurer Dorian Roach went in unopposed, the remaining cast for the Bahamas Olympic Committee's executive board was completed during the election of officers on Saturday night. With the exception of one newcomer, Adam Waterhouse, from the Bahamas Rugby Union, all of the incumbents contesting their same positions or new ones were returned by the delegates in the Paul Farquharson Building in the Royal Bahamas Police Force headquarters. Joining Knowles, Donaldson, and Roach were Roy Colebrook and Cora Hepburn with 16 votes apiece, Clarence Rolle with 14 votes, Bishop Joseph Joe Mo Smith with 13 votes, Darcy Ramming Sr. with 12 votes and Robert Butler in a 12 to 10 in runoff with Catherine Ramsing Pierre after they were tied with 8 each for the 6 vice president spots. One of the two women returned to office was Hepburn, a former national team volleyball player who represented the Bahamas Gymnastics Association. The elections were conducted by Kendall Isaacs, a lawyer and host of the popular sports talk show, Getting It Right, while NACAC President Mike Sands, Petra Haven, and Ethan Adley served as the observers as they counted the ballots casted. I got a story. It's a great follow-up after yesterday's show, Guardian Radio AM, with Cecil Newry and Ahmad Rashad. Volunteer down at the Tom the Bird Grant Park. ITF official meets with Sports Ministry and BLTA. This is in yesterday's paper, 21st of September, the Nassau Guardian. Bahamas Lawn Tennis Association President Perry Newton and International Tennis Federation representative Gustavo Granito paid a courtesy call on Director of Sports in the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture, Kelsey Johnson-Sills, and Sports Officer Adam Miller. Newton said the meeting focused on the work of the BLTA and the collaboration of the ITF to help build tennis in the Bahamas. Newton said the meeting also highlighted the role of the ministry in helping in the development of the sport and working alongside the National Association. He said the meeting was very productive. Granito also toured the BLTA's National Tennis Center and had an opportunity to meet with some of the facility's coaches and directors. The center, which is privately funded and operated, is yet to be recognized by the ITF under the updated ITF recognition program, which assesses facilities and its programs. Perry Newton, president of the BLTA, fully expects the National Tennis Center to receive ITF recognition. It's a very important move. We know that we have had a number of international tennis stars, including Mark Knowles. So we hope to see the continued development of the National Tennis Center and the national programs. And to do that, you have to continue to develop your grassroots programs, your community programs, and your school programs to ensure that you can feed into a solid and sustainable national tennis platform. I also see this as a part of the national sports tourism portfolio. Tennis is a big, big sport. We just had the U.S. Open earlier this month, ended on the 10th of September. I know Coco Gauff took the women's singles championship. A guy from Serbia, I got to find his name in my notes, he was the men's singles champion. Let's go to another story. Federation boasts vibrant beach volleyball program. Nassau Tribune, 19th of September, 23. After an intense month of training sessions, it was completed on Saturday. The Bahamas Volleyball Federation feels it is better equipped to move forward with a vibrant beach volleyball program. The BVF hosted a weekly training session at the Bahamas Football Association's beach soccer facilities at the foot of the Sir Sidney Poitier Bridge. The sessions were conducted by visiting coach Augusto Sabatini and local coach Kirkwood Green. Sabatini, a Brazilian coach with 31 years of experience, spent the past 3 months in the Bahamas working with the men's and women's national volleyball teams before they participated in the NORCECA tournament in Suriname in August, before he concluded his trip with beach soccer. The emphasis for the beach soccer training sessions was to prepare the youth, junior, and under 23 players to participate in a series of international tournaments next year. A total of 29 players, including 14 females and 15 males athletes between the ages of 14 to 21, participated in the training sessions. Sabatini, who will leave town today for St. Lucia for 1 year for another program, said he was glad to implement the training program for beach volleyball, and he hopes that the BVF will continue it. Sabatini said he enjoyed his experience here in the Bahamas, especially with the facilities at the beach soccer complex. He has said the Bahamas also has some excellent players who can excel in the sport. Pratt sisters, Sternisha Pratt, 16, and Sternia, 14, both students of Leadership Academy, and Andiel Boleg, a 16-year-old student of Aquinas College, were among some of the female players who indicated that they enjoyed their experience. I really like this story. I wanted to talk about it a bit, just for a moment. This is the sentence right here. Sabatini, who will leave town today for St. Lucia for 1 year for another program, said he was glad to implement the training program for beach volleyball. Sabatini works for the International Volleyball Association. He's gone on a 1 year training program to St. Lucia. Just the possibilities in sports, right? Post-athletic competition, post-professional competition, post-amateur competition, the opportunities are just plentiful for trainers, for coaches, for statisticians, for medical staff, for support staff. It's so important, especially if the government is going to take on sports tourism as a part of their tourism platform, that we figure out all of the crooks, all of the, I was thinking of English muffins, people, it's early and I'm still hungry, but...
Oh, I'm full.
I could see, sir.
I am very full.
I could see.
We had ourselves a great time last night eating up some New York Giants, you know, me being a good San Francisco 49er fan.
Yes, I want
you
to know.
As you can tell by my watch.
I want you to know that I decided I wasn't going to look at the score.
Yeah.
I was going to wait till I see your face this morning.
Yeah.
To see if I could tell the pass.
Yeah.
49ers at it again?
30-12. We did some shellacking last night.
Hold on. So y'all are 3-0 already?
Yeah.
And that's the only time y'all going to be up on us, you know.
Who?
Good morning.
Good morning.
To the Miami Dolphins.
Sardians.
And all the Sardians fans out there.
Sardians.
See, it's two sets of us. There's the Miami Dolphins. And then there's the Sardines fans.
Yeah, damn. Wait, damn. Wait, listen to me. I can't wait for them to get beat. Because they can get beat now.
Who?
Them Sardines.
You mean 2-0 Dolphins?
Who they beat, man?
Hold on. You mean 2-0 Dolphins who are going up against the Broncos?
Hey, listen.
This week they can beat the Broncos.
There's a trap game right here for the Broncos. It's a trap game right here. This is it right here, right now.
If they don't beat the Dolphins now, it's a horrible season you foresee for them.
Oh no, the Broncos season finished, just like the Bears. That's fine. But I'm saying, this is a game that the Broncos can win right here, right now. Just oops. And they beat the Sardines. And then all of the good Sardine fans out there, please stay away from me, you know. Block me, you know. Delete me, you know. I'm coming for you.
Okay, give me a second before we get to NFL news. I got some NBA news. I got some WNBA news.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
All that?
All of that.
Let's see what I know.
Hold on. But let's get to this caller, producer. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning. How you all doing today?
Good, thank you, sir. Well. How you doing?
Yeah, and I'd like to really applaud you, Miss Green. From what I listen to, you seem to be one of the only females, and you use these words right, females that know so much about sports. And you know more sports than most women men.
She does her homework, trust me.
Hey, man, she does. She's well-rounded in many different areas. I must hats off to the guys from top of the hill, East Street, at least from that family.
Thank you, sir.
But,
yes,
you
sir.
Know, congratulations. I played sports practically all my life, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the 80s, 90s, and then I just got a bad injury on the Eastern Parade playing American football out there with no proper coaching, no nothing. I brought a bunch of us out there doing foolishness, killing up ourselves. And end of the day, long life-lasting injuries.
Yes, sir.
But, you know, yours truly played volleyball for government high, the government high. From 1968
mm-hmm.
until I graduated in 1970. And then from there, I played night volleyball with the Paradise Island Giants. I was also yours truly was on the first national volleyball team that left the Bahamas to represent the Bahamas, a bunch of us.
Okay.
I could call some names, maybe you were too young to even be born to know.
Sparky, you ever compete against my Uncle Stanley Mitchell?
I don't think he was anybody to compete against.
What you mean? It don't make sense to be.
No,
it don't
no.
make
Aaron,
sense to
Aaron,
go up against the best.
Aaron,
your uncle is more like a fellow go up to the sports arenas and watch the game.
Oh no, Aaron, see Aaron looking at the floor
right now.
Sparky, you know what?
Man.
I want to say thank you because you pushed the SAC QC rivalry right out my brain.
Because look at that, he's really good at stats and he got a good memory like you.
Okay, yeah.
And he good at track and field. He good at traveling to the Olympics and things and bringing back.
He's a long distance sprinter.
Yeah, what? He ever won the marathon from Montague Beach to the Prairie Ground?
I believe so, because he told me he had to walk 18 miles every day to school in the salt hail. He said back then...
People like Cleese, them just used to walk to Eastern City, and they didn't have to run all that, but they used to win all the long distance racing thing. Leslie Miller learned to run a name from his older brother, Hardy Miller.
That's where Stanley learned to run from, Daddy-O.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to see these things been going around. Right now, I have an injury that's been plaguing me from back in 1990 to 1970, something went back in there. I went to tackle Whitney Roll coming up the north side of Eastern Parade. I said, Pani, he went past me. I go on down to tackle him by the knee. Then I wake up, my old man was standing over me in recovery room in PMH.
Hey, Sparky, I got to go. Sparky, I'm glad you made it. I once took on a pan of macaroni like that, Sparky. I did not make it, and that ended my sports career right there. But Sparky, what you raised for me just now is something that was also raised yesterday. You know, you guys had a rich culture of appreciation for sports and what it could do for you.
Sports was everything.
I remember being an early teen, having to run home from the basketball court next to Dick Moss Club because they used to have night games. Johnson Road had an awesome team in a vibrant night league system. Sports was a thing here, and I'm sad that it has fallen away the way that it has. I got a text for you. I just going to give it to you now. Great show as usual. Tell that guest that the 49er gang was never the same after Joe Montana and Steve Young left. Those were the good old days. It looked like the 49ers trying to revive that excitement. I'm just going to read off some quick headlines. Triathlete Cammy Roach bringing home 2 silver medals from the Caribbean Elite Juniors Road Cycling Championships in the Dominican Republic. 2 silver medals, competed in the junior girls 17 to 18 age group division, the time trials. She's from Windsor School at Albany. Byron Musgrove Jr. competing in the junior boys race was 10th. The boys' juvenile 15 to 16 division, Aiden Bain, was 11th. His Grand Bahama teammate, Lonnie Duncombe, good to see you again. Also, just ahead of Lonnie Duncombe, I think he came in 12th. Angelia Knowles got 5th in the girls' race. Roach clocked 2 hours, 7 minutes, 1 second for a second silver. Carrying on bad. These young people carrying on bad.
I can't walk that fast.
Look here, the most important part of this story, Byron Musgrove Sr., the Secretary General of the Bahamas Cycling Federation, said they intend to seek their own training and competition facility so they can prepare their cyclists to compete in the road race, track, time trials, and mountain biking. I'm all for it. Another quick headline, Team Bahamas off to CAC Championship. The Bahamas Bodybuilding, Wellness, and Fitness Federation has sent a 14-member team to Aruba to participate in the Golden Anniversary 50th International Federation of Bodybuilding and Fitness. They didn't go 2021. Oh, wait, they went in 2021, came home with 8 medals, but were unable to compete in 2022. Good luck. Another quick story, Anya James becomes the president of Bahamas Football Association after 8 years as an executive vice president. There's been a focus on reviving the women's team, national team. They had a good run Wednesday night. They got beat 6-1 by Puerto Rico, but it's a very new team rebuilding after a number of years. And we say, you guys keep going. Mr. Soya, I almost put on my tape to get on the plane to go to Grenada with them because I think they need somebody. They need somebody.
Yeah, they need
on the
somebody.
Field. And I am that somebody.
Yeah. That's a line that I like to crack joke on all the time. You know, when my mother asks, you know, like she'll just be in the kitchen. Somebody need to go to the store to get some bread. We all out of bread, you know. Yeah. And I like to haul in the hallway. Somebody! Oi! Somebody!
Where you is, babe?
Hey, somebody! Mommy say go to the store.
But they need a big body like me.
Yeah.
I think part of the team's growth will be expanding bodies, right? Getting bigger and learning to use your small frame and expand to take up more space on the field. Another quick headline, okay. Listen, the senior men's basketball team dropped 1 point from 56 to 57. We were all expecting the senior team to elevate in the rankings, especially after we gained 12.7 points since the last official ranking, right? Went from 199.4 to whatever adding 12.7 is. But here we are, dropped down to 57. People are stunned because, you know, we won the entire bracket that we were just in. We won that tournament, the FIBA Americas.
Yeah, that's a bunch of, that's a bunch of.
We beat the number four team twice in the home court.
Yeah, in the world, but still, there's a juggle when it comes to the pool.
The way that they calculated it.
The way they calculated it, yeah. I don't know if it's a point differential or whatever, but yeah, we drop one.
Right.
Strange enough.
Anyway, we the spectating team, will not let that deter us. We're putting the same effort behind our national team. We know they're going to put the same effort out to win. Listen, quick little note. Kai Jones.
Boy.
I don't know what's going on with Kai Jones. And I haven't found a story yet from the NBA, official media, from Sports Illustrated, ESPN, any of the top news. I haven't found a story yet that intentionally and carefully attempts to interrogate what we've seen over social media.
I know what I've heard from people that knew him for years.
Yeah.
Because, you know, at one point he wasn't as tall. He wasn't as gifted. He was just a regular little boy.
Yeah.
You know, so there are some people that I know that grew up with him or know people that grew up with him. And they said he was always different.
Yeah.
He was always the child that would play by himself, you know, in the sandbox. Everybody else, you know, kind of playing on the swing.
Like, entertain yourself. Like, you could talk to yourself and have a little discussion.
Yeah, like, he had no problem going on the seesaw and trying to surf on the seesaw. Instead of trying to get a friend on the other side of the seesaw.
Right, right, right.
He'd do his best to try to surf and play by himself.
Yeah, enjoy his own company.
Right.
I got you.
So he was always a bit different.
Right. My questions were these. In the first video, you could see that he was actually dyeing his hair. He had the blue dye on his hands, right? The first thing that came to my mind was, that's not safe. And I wonder if our guy, Kai Jones, is suffering from a little self-induced intoxication because he's been dyeing his own hair and dyeing it incorrectly a lot. Frequently.
I don't think it's the dye. You know, I mean, I do think ultimately, like, the more he dyes his hair and damages his hair, he may end up bald, but I don't think the dye has anything to do with his mindset. As people said he was always a bit quirky.
Right. To me, it also looked like, you know, when you get a bad fever and you're in a bit of a fugue state.
Yeah.
But more importantly, what I want to know, one thing I couldn't find in all my research is, who is Kai's manager?
His mother. There's a whole story about it, you know.
I don't want to talk about that because I saw that and I don't know where the story come from.
It's true, apparently. People who know him know that his mother's very overbearing.
So what Kai needs is a manager.
He needs a proper manager.
Listen, Charlotte Hornets, be reaching out from the Bahamas.
Yeah, man.
Support Kai Jones by giving them some technical support. Get him a manager. If he wants his mother to be on his team, cool. But he needs a professional
manager because he's playing professional sports. Get him up every day. Make sure they take his vitals. Make sure he eats the correct food. Make sure he exercises. Make sure he does all of the media
showcases
he has to do, you know, as it relates to his contract. Make sure that he gets home on time to rest and recover.
Right, a proper professional routine.
Professional routine, because he's just doing his own thing. And, you know, he's relying on the gifts that God gave him. And that ain't gonna work all the time.
No.
You need to hone them.
Right.
You need to.
Even professional athletes need a system to tap into to be able to manage and maximize their own talent.
Even Michael Jordan has lift weights.
Every day. I mean, what? Steph Curry.
Steph Curry lifts weights. LeBron James lifts weights. They eat correctly.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care what you believe and what you see on the court. They do what's necessary to keep themselves in that particular shape.
And Steph Curry's promotion of his personal culture, the religious culture, the sports culture, because they're all tied into one, right? That's a big part of his professional game. I got discipline. I got dedication. I got commitment. I have faith in my skills, knowing that I hone them, right? And so, you know, initially people were sort of dissing Steph Curry, but this little Christian boy out here, you know, sign of the cross. But it's a culture, it's a lifestyle that drives his success on the court.
Yeah.
All right, another big story. Jazz hits two grand slams. Back-to-back games. They sweep the Braves. Did they sweep the Braves? They do the Braves in.
They do the Braves in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two grand slams. back-to-back games, but here's the biggest thing. Chisholm also became just the second player in 123 years to both hit a grand slam and steal three bases in the game, accomplishing the feat on Saturday. The only other players to accomplish that feat since 1900 is former All-Star outfielder Mike Cameron, who pulled it off for the Seattle Mariners against the Toronto Blue Jays in 2002. He's also the only player in Marlins history to hit Grand Slam home runs in back-to-back days. Way to go. Chisholm and the Marlins are trying
Listen
to make...
Listen to me, Jazz Chisholm, and not Jersey. I need to get one.
Yeah.
I need to get one. Like, he is indeed the truth. He's now healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I believe he's doing the right thing as well, you know, in terms of keeping his body healthy. Because, I mean, you know, like, he made the major leagues, and you want to stay there, and you want to do your best to put your best foot forward and make sure that the team that drafted you don't trade you and blah, 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 and, you know, close proximity to the Bahamas. And,
yeah.
You know, and I get all of that. But he was trying a little bit too hard to stay.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't want to hurt yourself.
Yeah.
And thankfully, you know, he's back.
He's recovered, yeah.
Yeah, and listen, he's back and playing within his own abilities.
Yeah, those two Grand Slams were amazing.
Two Grand Slams are indeed within his ability. He didn't need three Grand Slams. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Hit two.
You good.
Call it a day, yeah.
So listen.
Yeah.
Royal Caribbean International, y'all is dark in Miami. Because I have a feeling we got a new promotion going on. We need to have a Jazz Chisholm Jr. Miami Marlins Day on Royal Caribbean International. And then y'all need to give out jerseys. Y'all need to buy a whole bunch of jerseys.
Yeah,
and give them out and sell them to everybody on the cruise ship on that day. And on that day, y'all got a port in New Providence. So
yeah,
coordinated.
Yeah.
On the Jazz Chisholm Marlins Day, you port in New Providence.
Right.
If you're getting off the boat, you could get a jersey because everybody in New Providence wearing a jersey.
And then we put it up on the big screen and we all sit down and watch the game.
Right, because the Ministry of Tourism, the Ministry of Sports and Youth and Culture, they're going to liaise with Royal Caribbean to ensure. And you can put the game up in the new cruise port and you have what they call that?
They just have concerts and parties there now. Why we can't watch a game?
At the amphitheater, right?
Yes.
Yeah, buddy. Look here. Ministry of Tourism, we got a new promotion on deck. See how I did that? Next batter on deck, huh? Sports
batter on deck.
Okay, Jazz Chisholm's Foundation, Little League Foundation, starts this Saturday as well. For more information, you can email jazzchisholmfoundation.org. They plan on working with 300 kids to teach them the fundamentals of baseball and a whole bunch of other things. Somebody say, I want to see Debbie Ray Shikari. I think Debbie could still... take a... Woo, that'd be a race, boy. Eh?
Well, that'd be a race, but Debbie,
44. Yeah, man, just look here. She just needs 6 months of Gnap and Aloe and Cirrusy. 6 months training.
Yeah, 6 months of training.
Yeah, yeah.
Solid training, yeah. You got to get out all that chicken in the bag, and then she's been eating since the Golden Girls.
No, she's been eating chicken in the bag.
Well, listen, everybody eats chicken in the bag.
I agree with you.
Okay, thank you.
National duty. Yeah. Okay. My most exciting story of the day.
Yeah?
Jones and the Liberty sweep the Mystics when Jonquil Jones was traded to the Liberty. Her goal was to win a championship, and she got one step closer, sweeping the Washington Mystics 90-85 in overtime.
And it wasn't even that close. Like the Liberty stopped playing at the end of the fourth. And that's what allowed the Mystics to catch up.
Okay, I got you, yeah.
It wasn't even like they slipped, slide, and slunk, and they caused the game to go to overtime. That was not supposed to happen.
Listen, Jones had a stellar night. She was a menace. She finished with her second straight double-double in the series, scoring 19 points, 14 rebounds in 38 minutes. And nothing more important than the offensive rebound and the two clutch free throws at the end of regulation to force overtime. She shot 6 from 9 from the field, 66.7%, and went 7 for 8 from the free throw line. She also had one steal and three blocks.
She filled up the stat sheet.
JBR, look here. We need a sponsorship, man. JBR, what you doing?
Right here. Her hand can be one big block, right?
This is what I'm saying.
Just get the Jonquil packet.
Come get the Jonquil special.
I'm telling you, man.
We're throwing up this house immediately.
Immediately, in a sweep. We're throwing up this house.
And that one steal came a few seconds remaining in overtime. The Liberty are going to play the Connecticut Sun. She's playing the old team.
Hey, but listen, they can beat them.
Yeah.
They can beat them handily.
Good, good.
And we can finally see what we all come to see. The Liberty versus the Aces.
Yeah. Those are the top teams. They played the Commissioner's Cup.
Yeah. That's what everybody wants to see.
On another note, how did the Caribbean Day go, Liberty, New York Liberty? Remember they had a Caribbean Day? They're in Brooklyn, Caribbean Central.
Yeah.
I hope that was great. I hope y'all Bahamians went out and supported the vibe.
Yeah. Hope you made some comforters for people. You know?
All right.
Showed people exactly what a good Bahamian song really supposed to sound like. A quadrille dance. And,
bop, bop, bop. You know? Swing your partner. Show these people how to dance professionally.
Speaking of which, I don't know if you even have this.
Yeah.
Anthony.
Yeah. Hold on. I saw the story.
Anthony came to
Golden Diamond League.
Yeah.
Big things. Anthony Strong, we ain't forget you. Yeah. Way to go, girl.
Yeah.
Way to go, champion.
Third best in the world, Craig. Okay? Like, that's what you have to understand.
In the whole world.
People come with this, oh, well, you know, she came third. That was only third. Hey, that's third best in the world. You know how much people try to get into it? Firstly, you have to qualify to be a part of the Diamond League.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's a big deal in and of itself.
Just to get there. Just and then you got to compete.
Everybody can get there. Then you got to compete. No mind. But she's third best of the best.
And listen, Devin Charlton conducted a free hurdles camp for girls this weekend. She was here to celebrate, we got to say this part. She was here to celebrate her mother's 60th birthday.
Okay.
Laura Charlton, birthday mom.
Yes, most definitely.
We say thank you for this effort, Devin, in supporting the development of local talent. Exciting nights of amateur boxing in Grand Bahama. You guys check out the Tribune for that story.
Grand Bahama doing boxing?
Yeah, man. Yeah. In fact, remember all the stories we've done about the Boxing Federation?
Mm-hmm.
Grand Bahama has been on every team. I think Grand Bahama has been on every team we've sent out to international competition.
Okay. I mean, I know they're good for basketball and...
Pokey. Yeah, they're good for that.
You know.
They're good for that. You're going to be on the junior reserve team.
Pickle and Conk and thing. Like, they
And Mayo in the...
And Mayo and Conk salad. Yeah. I didn't know they was good for anything. It's a basketball and those couple of awkward dishes.
And broadcasting.
Yes.
Grand Bahama, it remind me of Paul Robeson.
Oh, yeah.
From South Pacific. They got the voice, man.
Obi Milchcombe. Yes.
They got that voice.
For yes.
Producer, take us to a break. I want you to come back with that theme music. I like NFL, but maybe you can play Nine Again, because they 3-0, and nobody could dispute. Nobody could dispute that they need.
You see my big Niner watch on today, though. Okay, good.
Nobody could dispute they lead in the league at 3-0. All the rest of us here with a measly 2-0. Don't mind, we ain't play our third game yet. We giving them that 3-0, 49ers. You're on the clock, Sports Friday with Eric Sawyer III. Going to a break. We'll be right back.
Created Events and Marketing presents Becoming, a transformative women's empowerment summit that will take place on September 24th at the National Training Agency located on Gladstone Road at 3 p.m. Phenomenal speakers include Dequessa Dean, Simone Bow, Sherilee Pinder, Marissa Mason-Smith, and Dr. Nyambi Campbell-Dean. Not to mention, a flaunted fashion show segment hosted by Miss Phyllis Garraway. Tickets are $50 and can be purchased at the Nassau Guardian or Essence Med Spa, number 15 Bradley Street, Palmdale. Part proceeds will be donated to the Jenny Dean Caring and Sharing Cancer Support Group.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Drop me on the beat. Bang, bang, Niner gang. Bang, bang, Niner gang. Bang, bang, Niner gang. Bang, bang, Niner gang.
Niner gang.
Bang, bang, Niner gang. Bang, bang, Niner gang. Bang, bang, Niner gang. Bang, bang, Niner gang.
Niner gang.
Thank you, producer.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. I couldn't give you all of that. I went in the break. I zoomed into the production room to ask the producer if he could find any song for the Miami Dolphins. And this break and tell me, Under the Sea from The Little Mermaid is a good song, Miss Green.
That's all they need.
I think y'all are coming up against me in here, man.
They don't need no more than that.
Good morning, Mr. Sawyer. Let's run through quickly week two. Thursday night's game, Eagles versus Vikings, 34-28. Colts pulled it out, 31-20.
They did. Finally on the winning side.
Impressive win.
They shouldn't win too much this year.
Mind you, they played versus the Texans, so I'm not that impressed.
I mean, it's two rookie quarterbacks going up against each other. They're the future.
All right.
Andy Richardson and CJ Stroud.
Okay.
They're the future of the league, yeah.
Falcons versus Packers. Falcons took out the Packers 25-24. Of course, Rams.
That's a pretty good game.
Got trounced by the 49ers.
Of course they did. What else is there to do except be trounced by the 49ers? What else is there to do?
You know it was a good game?
Cowgirls, week 5-0. Oh, sorry to hear, but Trayvon Diggs, y'all Cowgirl fans. Sorry to hear.
Well, he got injured.
ACL tear in practice yesterday. Out for the season. That's their top cornerback.
Oh, no.
I firmly believe in beating a team wholly, you know, not because of injury and blah, blah, blah. I mean, we've beaten them wholly the last 2 years anyway.
You don't feel good beating them when you know their star players are out.
You know.
All right.
And we have to take advantage of the fact that Trayvon Diggs ain't there.
Now, I can be honest with you. I watched about a quarter on and off of the Jaguars versus Chiefs games. That had to have been the best game all Sunday because the Jaguars was killing the Chiefs on defense, man.
On defense, yeah. Yeah, man, it's a defensive struggle. You like a defensive game.
But when I... No, that's not what it is.
No, that's fine. Some people like a defensive game.
Jaguars were killing the Chiefs on defense, but the Chiefs stayed outscoring them.
Yeah. Yeah,
Jaguars just couldn't turn anything over on the offensive end.
No, and you couldn't get no turnovers.
And then eventually the Chiefs outplayed their defense as well.
Yeah, just wear them down.
Yeah. I thought the Chiefs wasn't going to make it. I really thought the Chiefs wasn't going to make it, but that was a good game. Okay, Titans versus Chargers. Titans pulled it out. I'm surprised, even though it's only by 3 points.
That was pretty good. That was a pretty good game.
Saints versus Panthers, 20-17.
Boring.
Buccaneers versus Bears, 27-17. The Buccaneers are 2-0.
The Bears season finished. Don't worry about that.
Sorry, Bears.
There aren't any Bears fans in this country under the age of 50 anyway, because all of them still living with the
fridge.
Yeah, they're still living in 1985.
I remember them days.
Yeah, that's all. Just like Dolphin, like hardcore Dolphin fans still believe in 1972. So that's what we hold, that's what we hang our hat on. That we're the only unbeaten team in the NFL history and blah, 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 blah. You haven't been to the Super Bowl since 1985. 84, actually.
I mean, you hurt my heart. Patriots got trounced by the Dolphin. I just have to repeat it. 24-17. A whole field goal.
Yeah.
An extra point. We beat them by because we're good. Lions are going to face the Falcons. Lions are 0-2. Falcons coming in 2-0. Vikings 0-2. Chargers 0-2. Dolphins 2-0 playing the Broncos.
But the Chargers really shouldn't be 0-2. They really shouldn't be. They dropped the ball against the Saudis and they've had the lead in the fourth quarter of both games.
I don't know. They're just failing.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
So we know it's that fourth quarter team, what they call it, what's it, the specialty play, mm-hmm. the fourth mm-hmm. quarter specialty play team, they need to step it up.
They need to step, yeah.
Okay, Ravens versus Colts.
Yeah, but special teams, you mean.
In week three, 2-0 versus Colts, who are 1-1. Mm-hmm. 49ers, you're playing the Giants.
We played the Giants.
Right, y'all beat them. I forget. It's 3-0.
Yeah.
I wanted to forget that.
Yeah.
Saints going up against the Packers. Saints are 2-0. I'm surprised. Packers 1-1.
Yeah, the Saints
one.
Are a very surprising 2-0 team, but they're doing what's necessary. They have a very ferocious defense.
Yeah.
They have better defense than people give them credit for.
Yeah.
They gave Tom Brady fits when Brady was playing with the Bucs, you know.
Yeah. Well, see, if this has become a quarterback's game, right, mm-hmm. this season, coming into the season, if this is a quarterback's game, then I'm looking for defensive plays. I'm looking to see what the defensive teams bring to the field this year, because the only way to respond to a quarterback is with that type of defense. Mm-hmm. By talking about, mm-hmm. like, remember the Steelers defense? The defense will mash you up and go score.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with Troy Polamalu and...
Right.
And those boys in the 90s.
Like, they didn't even want to give their offensive teams time to do nothing.
Yeah, I mean, the quarterback for the Steelers back then was like Neil O'Donnell and Cordell Stewart. This is before Big Ben came there.
Yeah, yeah.
So they had to rely on their defense. You know, they had regular quarterback play.
Yeah, I mean, that was tremendous play. Mm-hmm. And that's the type of football mm-hmm. that I like.
Yeah.
I mean, I appreciate the throw-in game, right? But when those...
You like smash-mouth defensive games.
Give me the action. Give me the action. Okay, Commanders are doing really well,
too. They are.
They're going up against the Bills. Got text here that says, how come the running back has become unpopular? Well, because they got a quarterback game, man.
Yeah, I mean, the league has become more thrown than anything. I mean, you had running backs back in the day.
Yeah.
Emmitt Smith, Thurman Thomas, Barry Sanders, Walter Payton. Edgerrin James, you had big name, you know, running backs that were doing their thing.
Right, Patriots are at 0-2. I saw a nice meme yesterday. The boy said, "Look here." What did he say? He said, "I play with Legos and I found a wife." And that's harder. He said, "That's what harder to do than winning a game against Bill Belichick."
Bill Belichick, like I was shocked that the Dolphins won so handily. On Sunday night. But I mean, the game came down to one final play called by the refs, but the Dolphins were in control of the whole game.
Yeah. Is it time for the Patriots to switch to a different type of game? Are they still trying to play a Tom Brady game 5-6 years after he gone?
It's headed by Tom Brady's old coach. Yeah.
But they need to switch to something else.
They need to switch to another mode of offense.
They're texting, it's time for them to bring their running game back.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I mean,
and that's another thing now. These quarterbacks now, they run.
Right. I see Mahomes.
Mahomes runs. Josh Allen runs. Even a rookie quarterback, Anthony Richardson, he had a concussion last week in the game against the Texans.
Because he decided runs, to run. Yeah.
Hurts runs. Our quarterback, you know, Mr. Purdy, he runs. Dak runs. Daniel Jones runs. Quarterbacks run now. So why pay a running back to do what a quarterback could? Just do.
Because you can protect your quarterback. Because I remember when...
Back in the day, Dan Marino, he ain't running.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning, he ain't running.
And in fact...
Jim Kelly, he ain't... Tom Brady, he ain't running.
You could watch a quarterback cussing because he know the protection from his offensive line is not there.
Right. And now I got to go run? No, man. I ain't trying to get out there. I just want to pass this ball. Sit there and pass ball.
All right. What do you think is going to be the most exciting game in this lineup for week 3?
Who else playing?
Chiefs playing the Bears, Buccaneers playing the Eagles.
That's a loss for the Bears.
Look here, Buccaneers playing the Eagles. 2-0 versus 2-0. Surely the Eagles can beat the Buccaneers.
Surely the Eagles can beat the Buccaneers. I hope they don't beat the Buccaneers. I hope the Bucs win really well. Just because, you know, I just like to see Eagles fans with a sour face.
Cardinals versus Cowboys. Cardinals are 0-2 for the season so far.
Yeah, this should be another blowout win for the Cowboys.
Packers versus Saints.
Saints.
I got you.
Saints.
And you think the Jets can take the Patriots?
No.
All right. Here's a question. When does our bye week start? How many more weeks do we have until the bye week starts?
It's what, a month left. We're in week 3 now.
So we got about four more games.
Four more games before our team start to take a break.
Right. And that break is to give him a rest, right?
Right.
Who you think ain't going to make it to the break? Who you think may suffer a serious injury before they could get...
And which the last two or three on Monday nights
yeah.
have been serious injuries. Two Monday nights. Aaron Rodgers. Last week, who played Monday last week? Who played Monday last week? I forget who played.
Eagles versus, game, I think. Was it Broncos versus Monday. Commanders last game?
No, the Monday night game. I forget who played Monday. But they always have these serious season-ending injuries on a Monday night game.
Is it because of the lens?
It's the beginning of the season, and, you know, and this goes hand-in-hand with just being in shape but not being in NFL shape as yet. Like, if you could get through the first 3 to 4, maybe 5 weeks of the season, you know, as your body gets more in tune to football moves and having other people hit it. Because, you know, in practice, you know, like you hitting a dummy and you hitting your teammates. And, you might have a little scrimmage with your teammates, but it's not the same as
getting hit somebody on Monday night.
Yeah, who really want to hit you. Like, not like hit you to stop the play, you know.
And in front of the camera.
Right. Like, look at our game last night. We didn't play hard, you know. No, man, don't go out there and get yourself injured, man. We know we better than the Giants. Just go out there and win the game. We don't need to destroy nobody. You know, like the Cowboys did the Giants. No need to destroy them. Just beat them.
Yeah.
Call it a day. But that's the one thing that the Cowgirls good for every year, you know. Every year they have a blowout win. Every year they have one blowout win. 2021, they beat the Falcons 40-3. 43-3. 2022, they beat the Vikings 40-3. Like, they do this every year. They blow the team badly.
And so this is it.
And now the fans, oh, boy, we them boys. We back. We this. We that. Then you play the Niners.
Producer, play the music. You know the one where we be playing.
Ah, yes.
We get
Pittsburgh.
The Dolphins line up in the ocean to go to war. Play that one, producer.
Yeah, the Pittsburgh and the Browns game. The Steelers and Browns.
That's right.
That's the game. That's the game whereby I gotta forget his name right now. But anyway, on the running back for the Browns, tore everything in his knee. Everything. MCL, ACL, LCL, everything. Completely all the way around. His kneecap was in the back of his knee.
Aye.
Mm-hmm.
Career finish.
Nick Chubb, one of the premier running backs in the league, who was fighting to get running backs paid more money. And this may be a career ending.
That's what I'm about to say.
Yeah, he might be in a blazer next year in the boot for CBS.
You know what?
We
need to get Dr. Kent Bazard, sports physician, right? We need to get him on so we could talk about these injuries, right? Like maybe take a spotlight on Jazz. Mm-hmm. A series of injuries, and then a spotlight on American football.
It is indeed a violent sport, and people say that, you know, Minka Fitzpatrick, it seemed like a dirty play, but when he launched to stop Chubb, Chubb's leg wasn't initially there at the time. It's a freaky bang bang play. Chubb was very much, you know, emotional because when you see, his kneecap was behind.
I remember I broke my foot. I broke my foot.
Was in the back. No, his kneecap.
It swung all the way around,
It swung all the way around. So which means that there was no ligaments there stopping it from getting in the back.
I just gonna ice up my knee just because. Because.
Yeah, man, just out of respect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In honor of.
Yeah.
Our boy.
So it is Monday night games. Like, you just have to get to the point of week 5, week 6 of the season because, you know, it's not really attrition at this time. It's just general rust from the off-season.
Knocking off all the rust.
Yeah, that's all.
Ah, boy. This is, like Usain Bolt said, I trained, 20 years? I trained 20 years for 9 seconds.
Yeah.
Right? And the same thing with football.
Yeah.
They train all year. And they train all week for that one game. And everything is about
The preparation.
And protecting the body and maximizing the body's potential.
Yeah, that's why we just beat the Giants last night. We could have put a 40 burger on them. We could have put a 50 burger on them. For what?
It's unnecessary.
It's game 3. We let you beat 30-12 in the fourth quarter. What we doing anything else? Like, we put in Sam Donald. We put in our number 2 quarterback with like 5 minutes left in the fourth.
All right.
So why do anything?
Just before we leave the show today, Mr. Sawyer.
Yeah.
I got a notice to read.
Go on.
But before I get there, somebody asked, what did Kai do? it's not what like what Kai did. Kai had a series of social media posts where he seemed to be behaving erratically.
Yeah.
Right? There's no, you don't see him doing anything illegal, right? You don't see him using drugs. You don't see him consuming alcohol. You don't see any evidence of that in the videos. Just very erratic behavior. Mm-hmm. And some would say unprofessional for a professional NBA player, right?
You got to remember, man. These fellas born in like 01, you know.
Yeah, they are like, they are children and they need managers.
Yeah, 2000. Like, they just born.
Yeah, they need management, professional management on top of that. Okay, so here we go as we end the show. Mr. Soy, I want to say thank you very much.
Thank you as
you
well.
You fired me up.
Yeah.
For the next football Dolphins week. Win, we got to go 3-0.
Sardines.
That's okay. I like sardines, buddy. Sardines taste better than dolphin. I've never had a dolphin, I'll be honest with you.
There?
Yeah.
Condolence.
Even though you all try to slaughter us every week, I have not.
I had dolphin last year. Well, we eat the dolphins last
year. Yes, sir. Let me read this notice from The Guardian. Calling all junior and senior high school students. The deadline has been extended for the Plato Alpha Design Design Essay Competition. All you have to do is write a strong and convincing essay on the topic, what does going digital mean to you? For junior high students, word limit, 1,000 words. Senior high students, 1,500 words. Email your essay along with your name, your school, your grade level, as well as your parents' contact information to alpha@platoalpha.com by September the 30th. The winners will be announced on Guardian Radio next month. The winner for each category walks away with a brand new iPad. Again, the deadline has been extended to September 30th. It's the Plato Alpha Essay Competition, powered by Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Something to do with your children this weekend, junior high students, senior high students. Producer, we all out of time? Let's take one call. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller.
I guess they're gone.
These Dolphins fans, Mr.
Yeah, these Sardines fans ready to say something to me. Yeah, just like them she-girls, them cowgirls. Y'all are still girls.
Where do you get this language from? Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Look here, you got 30 seconds.
I need all of that.
Good stuff.
Thank you, Mr. Green. Sir, Sarah.
Hey.
In a nutshell, what's going on with Buddy? Sound like he think I'm up the contract up, but they ain't giving him what he asking for.
Yeah.
He getting it?
No, he can be traded.
Okay, and what they can treat? They treating him right? He getting the money what he deserving? Whatever. Do he want to be traded? I'll hang up and listen. One last thing, how we can get a game like how they do in England and London, but maybe with the Dolphins or someone to play here, even if it's an exhibition
you
game.
Mean like how they do the college game here.
So how does the Bahamas government, what you suggest the Bahamas government we do to try see if we could ever get that do in the future? I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Yeah.
Well, that's 30 seconds for true. Yeah, boy. Boy.
I saw the Buddy Hill talk, right?
Healed. Hey, trust me, he got family. They can correct you.
Look here.
I get you, please.
You don't watch nothing. Next time, I just can call him Buddy the Bahamian.
Yeah.
Right? Because he's Buddy the Bahamian.
Yeah, but there you go. He has gotten paid his first major contract. Remember, he has a deal 4 or 5 years, $107 million.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so he's gotten his money. It's up for renewal. Up for extension, I should say.
Yeah.
And the Pacers, they don't foresee that Buddy on their team is making him any better. So he's on the trading block.
Wow, Buddy with almost the most three-pointers this season?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. See how fickle your life
is.
But
NBA is a business.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Dwayne Wade said he learned that when the Heat did not re-sign him.
And this boy was bad. I mean,
he had to go play for the Bulls and then the Cavaliers for a minute, and then he was traded back to the Heat.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, and Dwayne Wade is bad. I mean, this played almost better than Kobe.
He was so upset. He bought a minority stake in the Utah Jazz. He's actually a part owner of the Utah Jazz.
That's how you do it.
He had to learn business.
I was waiting to see some more talks about where he could potentially go, but I haven't seen anybody talk about where he could potentially go yet.
Nowhere as yet. I mean, of course, you know, Laker fans would love to see him.
Now, let me ask you something.
But the problem is, AD don't like Buddy. 80 traded, 80 made sure that Buddy was traded to the
Hold on, you mean you played from the Lakers?
Yeah.
Who can't score no points?
Yeah, man.
And break his ankle every 2 weeks?
Yeah. He don't
Listen,
like, he don't
producer,
like Buddy.
Play the music. We got
to
go.
He don't like Buddy, so I don't think he'll ever come there because Buddy was supposed to come there 2 years ago.
That's when all the talks was.
When they got Westbrook.
Yeah.
You see?
But for AD, like, who don't have no ankles?
AD don't like Buddy.
Anyway, I hope all of this isn't about the Bahamas national team.
No, man. This is before, because, you know, Buddy was the national player of the year when he first came out of college. He went to school in Oklahoma. He was a college player of the year. He was the baddest thing ever.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Anyway, Buddy, don't watch nothing. We see your talent. Buddy Bahamas.
Wherever you go, we support you, Buddy. You know how to go.
Buddy Bahamas.
Yeah, you know how to go.
Anyway, thank you, producer. Thank you, Mr. Sawyer, for the little extended time.
Yeah,
thank you,
problem.
Papa. Thank you, Papa. You guys have a wonderful day, Guardian Radio.
And you have a wonderful weekend too, Aaron.
Yes.
Yeah.
I will do. I waken on this body because they need some big bodies on the women's soccer
somebody.
Team.
Hey, somebody.
Yeah, man. The girls doing well. We're going to help them do better. You guys have a great day. We're out of here like Ric Flair. Have a great day.
We're the Miami Dolphins.